Today's Thought for the Day is brought to you by Kyle Gilmore.
Her eyes are the loveliest dark brown. Her ginger hair glows with the colours of autumn. But her first year in life has been a tough one. Just a few weeks old, she was taken from her mother and placed in another home. When she was just 6 months old, a major bowel obstruction led to surgery and a long recovery due to an infection in the wound. But she recovered well. Then a mystery illness, which had medical staff stumped, led to full medical investigation and a couple of days close medical supervision. But again, she recovered and was soon back to being herself. Have I caught your attention? Maybe you're thinking, oh, the poor wee soul, or I hope she's doing well. So let me fill you in. Her name is Mabel, and she's our Fox Red Labrador. And yes, she's doing well. How something is described can make all the difference to how we respond. So here's another description. Dead, lost, enemy, fatherless, without hope. This is definitely not a good description. At this time of the year, we celebrate the birth of the Son of Man and the Son of God, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. Yet the ultimate purpose in his being born was his death and resurrection. Why? So that through him, the description of being dead, lost, an enemy, fatherless, and without hope could be changed. In Ephesians chapter 2, we read that we were dead in our sins. But in verse 5, we tell us that through Christ, God has made us alive. You see, we are lost, but Christ the Good Shepherd comes and finds us. Romans chapter 5 clearly tells us that we are an enemy of God, yet in Christ we are reconciled to God. We are fatherless spiritually, yet through Christ we can call God our Abba Father. We have no hope. However, 1 Peter in chapter 1 tells us our hope becomes alive in Christ. Two very different descriptions of our standing before God. The question is, which one do you want for your life? Thanks for listening, and have a good day.